The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And evening.
And morning.
And morning. And evening.
Afternoon. And any time you are at. Wherever you're at. Whenever you're listening to this show. I hope it's a good day for you.
Yeah, I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
With Ariel and Shia.
You know, if it is a good day for you or not a good day for you, it really is up to you.
Really? And that, I believe, yes, it is the name of our show today.
It's up to you. So we really recommend, and of course this is up to you, that you fully engage today and drop what you're doing and listen. Now, I know some of you listen to this while exercising or on a walk, so that's totally fine. Or if you're driving your car, of course, you need to do those activities well. But see if you can allow your thought processes to go away and really be here and listen.
The only problem with what you're saying is if somebody's driving a car, they got to watch the road and they got to do all that stuff. I suggest that if it's possible for you, you disconnect from everything else when you listen to this show. You know, but that's my suggestion. If you don't like my suggestion, don't take it. But
it's up to you.
That's right. See, we've been trained to think that multitasking is somehow better than unitasking. And I happen to like the slow, steady unitask method to get things done because it gets things done.
You know, it really is true. I actually think that I can listen to things well and drive the car. But the other day I was listening to a book. I got involved in the story and I drove past
your exit,
the exit to our home. So it's not like I don't know where I live, but no two things can occupy the same area at the same time. You can either be involved in one thing or another.
I think walking, you can handle it. You know, if you're just taking a walk where a goal is not at the other end of it. Let's talk about listening, because if you're not listening to what I'm saying, if you're thinking about what I'm saying to see whether you agree with it or disagree with it, then you won't hear what I'm saying. Listening involves setting down your point of view to hear another's. It's like holding the internal conversation you have about what people are saying in abeyance long enough to hear their point of view without agreeing with it or disagreeing with it, but hearing it. And for the most part, if you're having a conversation to see whether you agree or disagree, you're not listening.
Because all of your opinions are formed from the past. And if you listen to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to disagree with it. It's simply hearing it, and it won't hurt you. In fact, simply hearing it will pull you into the moment. And that is what happens in this show. If you get in the moment, your life transforms as a byproduct.
Right. So today's show is It's Up to You. What does it say here?
We have a quote to begin with from a friend of ours' father, actually, our producer, Susan, who is produced this show so brilliantly for the past 9-plus years. Her dad's name is Matt, and he says, "I'm an optimist because I found you have more opportunities that way." And while we're giving that quote, which is quite lovely. It's a shout out to Matt. He had surgery last night. He's recovering today, and we wish you well and speedy
recovery
back to health.
Yes. Okay. So we talk a little bit about listening.
Mm-hmm.
See, listening is really key because it pulls you into the current moment of your life. And our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not based in problems and solutions. It's based in getting into current time, into real time. Now, if you truly listen, rather than listen to your thoughts, but listen to what the other person is saying, that will pull you into real time. That's all it takes to have your life transform. And then you don't necessarily have to produce those things that have been problematic in your past experience.
And to support us in this experience of listening today and being here, we've invited a friend of ours today, a very, very talented woman, Mena von Prague, who is not only a world-famous author, great lady, but she's currently 8 months pregnant, almost 8 months, and over the course of this pregnancy, she's had some very significant health challenges, and we've been very impressed how she has met these challenges and her attitude and the way she has been. To give you an example, one of her new books was published and came out, and she had a book reading of it, a book launch. And she wrote to me, I thought I was going to throw up the whole time, and I didn't, so I figured the book reading was a success. So I thought it was quite wonderful that she could go there rather than cancel and be so upbeat about the whole thing rather than have it be a complaint fest. So without further ado, and with that rather strange introduction, we'd like to welcome Mena to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mena.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you.
How is life in Cambridge, England?
Jolly good.
Jolly good.
Yeah, no, well, it's lovely. I have to, well, I'm always telling everyone who's impressed with my ability to manage the physical challenges I'm experiencing that I really owe it all to you guys, because I just remembered so often when you'd teach a workshop, and especially if you're coming from, because I live in England and you come to Hamburg twice a year and to Cambridge, and you know, you might have experienced jet lag, or like last time when you came, you had this most incredible experience of being, I can say, delayed on your plane like twice, but being sent back, and you know, you texted us and said, we're on our way, and then you say, no, the flight's been cancelled, and it happened again, and you got, I don't know, 3 hours sleep or something in about 3 days, and then taught a workshop, you know, quite brilliantly, and nobody could tell what you'd experienced.
Well, you know, Mena, you can either get lost in the complaints you have about how life is showing up, or you can be here for it. It's been my experience that life doesn't give you anything more than you can handle if you stay present. It's when you think about the future, you step outside of current time, you move out of the moment, and then things fall apart, because if you're not in the moment, your hands really aren't on the steering wheel of your life. You know, then you're phoning in directions after the events have taken place, rather than be there looking and seeing what's needed moment to moment. And when you speak about your morning sickness on steroids, I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
You have not allowed that upset that could jump up to jump up. You've stayed present throughout. And that's always a much better way of relaxing into your life and dealing with what shows up than panicking and complaining to yourself.
Yeah, and I'm amazed by what I can experience physically and still be well in myself emotionally, whereas before transformation, I thought I needed all of the circumstances to align perfectly before I would feel good.
Well, so I have a question now. If I were listening and I'm early into my exploration into transformation as a lifestyle, and I still find myself really distressed when I have physical distress, how do you do that? How do you manage to, like, for instance, today you told me, because we had a Skype conversation earlier today where we were talking about this new book project we're working on, and you had just gotten back from the hospital where they were running some blood tests, and you used a very funny term. You said, oh, yes, my veins are hacked up. Because they couldn't find a vein when they, you know, and you were rather cheery about it. How do you approach something that is either physically uncomfortable or potentially mentally or emotionally uncomfortable so that you still have that hum of well-being?
One of the things is, well, there's a game that you guys play in your workshop sometimes. And you say, whatever happens, so we go off to lunch, and then you say, whatever happens, then you say, and this is what I want. And in the beginning, I found that really strange, because if I was in a restaurant and I was waiting a long time, and then I would be saying, and this is what I want, and then my mind would say, no, it isn't. I want to be served right now, please. but I really learned to absorb that. And the other thing is with transformation that you can't be any other way than you are, and that your life can't be any other way than it is. And it's
given me
a sense of peace to remind myself of that, that it just can't be any other way than it is. Which means
Interesting, Mena, that you say that. See, that's the second principle of instantaneous transformation. But let's go to the first principle first. First principle says anything you resist, don't like, don't want, like morning sickness, will persist. It will grow stronger and it will dominate your life. So the resistance to it keeps it stuck, keeps it in place. So if you look at your life, you'll see that those things that you've resisted, you're still resisting. Parents, for one.
Or even the simple little things like you make your order and you want your food right now and it's not coming. The more you resist that it's not there yet, the longer and more intense that experience it is.
Well, the longer it seems to take.
It seems like forever when really it's only a few minutes.
Second principle is, life shows up exactly as it does in each moment. So right now, in this moment of your life, you can't be any different than you are. So most of us have the idea that our lives could be different than they are. We have the thought that life could be showing up differently than it is. But in fact, in truth, in reality, life shows up exactly as it does in each moment. And you can only be the way you are. It's kind of like a selfie, you know, that you take with your camera. You, when your face is the way that picture was, that's the way you were in that moment, you know? That's it. So, and to extend it a little further, you could not have been different in any previous moment of your life. So if you get that, if you allow that idea to come in and see that you have been the way you have been, and that's the only way you could have been, even though you think you could have done things differently. That's the second principle. The third principle is anything that you see and allow it to be as the way it is, completes itself in that moment. So If you see that you're in discomfort and you don't fight with it and don't resist it, but allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in discomfort, that too will complete itself.
Well, I love everything you said, Mena, because you talked about this game, and the game is, and this is what I want, and how you argued with yourself at first and said, no, I want my lunch now, please. And that you kept playing the game as a practice of engaging with your life as if it is perfect until that became a habit.
Yeah.
And then, so I love that you showed your interior perspective and how that game supported you in allowing for the second principle, that this moment is exactly as it is, and I can either A, or one, resist it, or C, three, say yes, this is it.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing how it, and it really worked for everything. And another game I've been playing with the pregnancy,
you're going to have to hold your game.
I started to get a lot of leg cramps in the nighttime, which is just part of a pregnancy thing. And it's really cool to not resist them, and the difference. And sometimes I play the game of resisting it, and it hurts so much more. It's like the whole leg clamps up. And if I don't resist it, it just doesn't. One of the things you guys said to me about my first labor was, if you don't resist the pain, it will be sensation rather than pain. And that was so cool and really, really helped me. And
it's, I have a new sensation for you.
Are you ready?
You ready for a new sensation?
We're going to take a break.
That's the sensation.
We'll be back shortly with Mena, and we have some callers holding, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads, and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey. We have some announcements, some things we want to tell you coming up in our near future.
Well, we're talking today with Mena von Prague, and what she's talking about so far is that experience of practical enlightenment, where things can be challenging, and yet you remain centered and you have your well-being. We're doing a course on that title. It's the title of our newest award-winning book. It won the Mom's Choice for Spirituality.
It won the New York
Book Festival.
It won the Great Northern
Northwest Book Festival.
Uh-huh. Well, you know something? Mm-hmm. I forgot to tell them that you finished my sentence.
And vice versa.
Right.
We do.
We do.
And we don't upset ourselves with it either.
No.
That's part of...
Not unless we are already upset. In which case, anything is justification.
That's right.
Right.
So if you want to come to New York City and join us for our weekend on the subject of practical enlightenment.
It's September 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
That's which is a Friday night.
We sign must be.
Saturday.
And Sunday.
Also, for those of you who may live closer to Mena, if you don't want to hop across the pond this direction, you could go to Hamburg, Germany in the beginning of October. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe, a full day where you use breath as a tool to re-energize yourself on Thursday, October 6th. And then we're doing a weekend course Friday night through Sunday called A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts.
That's October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
You can find out more about all of the things that we're doing on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you want to get announcements about it in your inbox, get a taste of excellence. Go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. You'll get videos of us having conversations with people, question and answers that we've done for folks, special articles, and some links to some great shows from here at Being Here. You with us, Mena?
I am.
Excellent. So we have a question for you.
Yeah.
You sound like you've found a way to be pretty upbeat or pretty direct and handle things. I'm wondering, do you ever complain? And if you do, where does that... Talk more about that. A lot of people are lost in complaints, or they're complaining about their discomfort.
Yeah, well, it was funny because I noticed one thing. So I had this extreme pregnancy sickness, and all of these things were going on in my pregnancy, and I was like, I was upbeat, I was handling it, and it was all good. And then I woke up at like 2 a.m. with this screaming pain in my wrist, and it turned out to be carpal tunnel, which is like a trapped nerve. And I remember I was just like, okay, this is enough. I'm done with this. This is too much. And my husband was sleeping next to me, and I did start to complain and to resist it. And I noticed that what was going on for me was that I wanted attention. And then I remembered that before transformation, that was a really huge schematic for me. That was something I would do, especially with my husband, would be to up my suffering or up my complaints in order to get sympathy, because that was the way for me that I felt that I got loved. And that was that was quite a wow for me to notice that.
Neat. That's neat. Hey, we have a caller. Let's take her,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, sure. Tracy, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from today, Tracy?
Hi. I'm calling from New York City.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Mena?
Thank you. Hey, Mena.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah, I do have a question. I have something I want to talk about. I don't have any, physical discomfort that I'm fighting with, but something I've been noticing is that I have had a tendency, at least, to want to fight my boyfriend or my boss when they're there, and even in my thoughts when they're not there. For example, I might have a really like lovely evening, might be perfect. The next morning I could wake up and the thoughts will just come in of complaint and fighting. And I've just been noticing a lot more, you know, since coming through your workshops and through the self-discovery. It's something I've noticed that has been in me even in past relationships, this desire to fight.
Well, you know, Tracy, you may be looking too close in.
Okay.
You see, sometimes, you know, if you were to get somebody were to sneeze on you, you might not catch a cold in the next 20 minutes, but you might 2 days later or a day later, because there's an incubation period. So something may have happened with your boyfriend or your boss that you resented. You didn't speak up and say what was going on with you. You didn't say your truth. And then it builds up. And the next day, you get angry with them. And apparently, it's with no justification. But there may have been something that happened in the moments preceding that, you know, in the day preceding that, that it, you're waiting to take revenge.
You know, dovetailing off what Shia said, and then we'll see if Mena has a perspective on it. As you talk about that, it's perfectly lovely, and then the next morning, I want to start a fight. You know, there is the possibility that you've had enough intimacy and you're ready to close things down a bit. But from if you take a look at what Shia said, it's also possible that you have the agenda to have it be lovely, so that you pass by or put in a pocket or you hide from yourself the things that don't resonate well, and you don't go for completion right there and say, hey, what did you mean by that? Or, gosh, that was a little sharp. Or, no, I don't think I can produce that thing for you by tomorrow at 6 p.m. at work. Like, you don't actually say your truth for fear that it'll disrupt the status quo in the moment, and then it grows.
Yes. Yep. That feels really true. I do find I don't speak up, you know, sometimes. I might hold it in for a while.
Do you have any thoughts on it, Mena?
Yes, when you said your question, Tracy, it struck me that you judge disagreeing as bad and agreeing as good. So that would make sense then that you would suppress any disagreements that you would have, and then you resist them, and then they will grow stronger.
Mm. And, you know, you need to also take into account that our approach is anthropological, and anthropologists study cultures, and the cultures we've been born into hold women as less. I mean, you know, that Hillary Clinton has been nominated for president of the United States. That's the first time in the history of this country. You know, that.
So it doesn't matter if you like her or dislike her. The fact that a woman, even that the early statements are all men are created equal, that didn't include women at the time.
Right. And so, you know, you were brought up in those prejudices as well. So you may not treat yourself as a full-blown partner with your boss, because you may hold yourself as less. And I know you, Tracy, you're an engineer. And engineering is not traditionally a woman's work.
Right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if your boyfriend, even though I don't think I've ever met him, is from a culture that holds women as less than men.
Well, he's born on this planet, isn't he?
That's true.
Yes.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter If your boyfriend does, you do.
That's right.
Yes.
You yourself hold you as less.
Yeah. Yeah.
That yeah, you shouldn't have an equal say, that your rightful place is someplace a step behind, or seen but not heard, or there's a right way to comport yourself as opposed to being honest.
Yes, yeah, that's very true.
And you definitely have to keep your legs crossed.
That, mother's father, my grandfather had told her, and she had told me, so I'll just say it was a whistling woman, a crowing hen is neither fit for God nor man. It always,
Tracy.
You're so embarrassed by whatever it is. English is my first language.
And we couldn't understand you, so you have to slow down.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
You say it proudly. This is your background. Your prejudices are the jumping ground for your genius because you're perfect including them. You resist them, they own you. You see them without judging them, and they have no power over you.
Yes. Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. A whistling woman, a crowing hen, is neither fit for God nor man.
A whistling woman, a crowing hen.
Oh, that means a woman that acts like a man, because roosters crow.
Right.
Is neither fit for God nor man, so no man is going to be interested in a woman that behaves that way.
Who's outspoken? Is that the
essence?
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, I don't know if you heard what I said just prior to your saying this, but I said women, girls should keep their legs crossed.
Yeah. You know, when I grew up, they were actually still teaching that some of the teachers were really, really old school. So they actually were teaching girls that if you want to be a good young lady, you should sit as if you could hold an aspirin between your knees.
So, there are prejudices that you have against you, and then you resent your boyfriend or your boss because they may have some prejudices against women.
Yes, yeah.
And so, you know, you look, if you slow down enough to become aware of what's pushing you in your environment, in your world, those things that disturb you or upset you, if you slow down enough to discover what they are, the seeing of them alone will allow them to dissolve.
Okay.
Good. Hey, thanks for calling it, sweetie.
No, thank you. Thanks, everyone. And, good to hear your voice, Mena, as well. I just did the reading and intuition workshop, and it was amazing. So I'm glad I got to take in that as well.
You know, one last thing, Tracy, before you go. If you find yourself fighting with somebody in your thoughts, you just may want to look and see if there's something you missed that you have to say. And you can actually say something without fighting. But that may be your cue that you overlooked some things until they grew like weeds.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, great. Cool, thanks.
You're welcome. We have a couple other people. Andrea, are you with us? And if so, where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, I'm with you. I'm calling from California.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
What can we do for you today?
I just did creativity and intuition, and it was amazing how much my certain things that had been popping up and bugging me shifted, such as Saturday when I was going home, I was staying with my parents, and
I was nervous to go home because I was afraid that they would be upset or something would happen because they were watching my daughter. And they were really happy. And my daughter was great that day, they said. And even, like, there had been, when I talked to my husband that night, I wouldn't say that, like, I think that we were silently fighting. Or we're just, like, really drained from everything that's kind of going on in our lives, just working and kind of being away from friends and family. And he even had this lightness to himself and was really happy. And I guess my question today is, I think it's around, I have friends who are, you know, going through divorces or having a rough time with the relationship with their kids or their spouse. And I was actually talking to my friend about this on Monday. It was her birthday, and we were kind of talking about, like, how do you, you know, what kind of support do you offer them when you don't necessarily, you know, you're not having as rough of a time
as they are.
It's like,
I'm not following you.
Are you saying how do you be supportive when you don't share their perspective that children are so difficult and husbands are jerks?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. You got to be willing to not have them as friends. Because if your point of view is different than theirs, they may get disturbed with you for telling them the truth. You know, if you squeeze on a zit, you're going to get pus on you when it pops.
That's so amazing, because one of the things I did with one friend, I actually told her a year ago kind of what I thought, and she completely cut me off. And then I had heard, and this is the other thing, I was like, wow, there's a lot of gossip going on, it seems like, because I'm hearing different things from different people, which means no one's really communicating directly. And it really made me look at my friend differently, or how I approach friendship. Because out here, we don't really, the friends that I've made so far, we don't really, that doesn't seem to be an issue. It was something that I was really aware of when I was back east. I did have a friend who literally cut me off, and then I had heard that she was asking questions about me. Like, well, where is she? And the person that she was asking, who was in contact with me, had said, why don't you contact her? So, yeah.
I don't want you to, again, you know, and we have Mena, we'll talk to her, get her perspective probably after the break, but don't misunderstand. Shai's not saying get rid of people who complain or get rid of people who have a different perspective, but there's the willingness to be honest and compassionate, of course, as opposed to holding it back for fear you'll lose a friend. At the same time, there is possibility that you added something in what you had to say to her with energy so that she felt judged. It's hard to tell because we weren't there. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back shortly. We're going to take a break now.
Can you come back with us after the break, Andrea?
Would love to. Yes.
Please. Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back and don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, thank you wherever you're listening from. Today's shout out to our listeners in Argentina,
Brazil,
Norway,
and Canada.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the show.
If any of you happen to be in the area, our next Monday Night Alive in New York City is next Monday. And our international conference call is on Tuesday. The 8th and the 9th, so you're very welcome. Ooh, it sounds like we have...
Oscar.
Either Oscar, the child, or Lucinda, the child.
Oh, right, Lucinda.
I like it, so...
It's Lucinda.
Mena, you have anything to say to Andrea?
Yeah, my experience, Andrea, with friends that... I'm honest with them and tell them my perspective. So, for example, if a friend is complaining about her husband and I say, well, you're fighting with your husband, can be an amazing springboard for them to discover transformation and a new possibility. And it can be incredible because all of their other friends will just agree with them, an alternative perspective.
Which child are we listening to?
I'm sorry, you're listening to Lucinda. She just brought me a whole bunch of books.
Oh, sweet.
Which we'll read afterwards, Lucinda.
Yeah. Well, sometimes our kids can act out to save us from information.
Yes.
I know.
Things we don't want to hear, they get excited.
So something to look at within me, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
It's been a treat to have you. We have another caller holding. Let's take him.
Michael, are you there?
Hey, it's Michael.
Hi, hey, Michael. How are you today?
I am doing great. Thanks to a lot of things, but principally thanks to the wonderful creativity and intuition workshop I just took with you over the past weekend.
Well, thank you. What about the weekend did you find most inspiring?
Well, I'm feeling really well in myself this week, and I'm feeling filled with a sense of expanded possibilities. It's just, I guess I've been noticing how in the past I had been limiting myself to try to make myself to try to help other people feel more comfortable. So I would be reluctant to step into my full brilliance for fear that that was going to make somebody else uncomfortable.
But you know what's interesting about that, Michael, is that when you step into your full brilliance, you give people permission to step into their brilliance. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that we've been trained by life not to shine too much, you know, because if we're really brilliant, then people will see us as different and weird.
Or as targets to compete with if they want to hold their light down.
Yeah.
But it's really quite exciting when you step into your own self.
Because when you do, all there is brilliance.
Did you have a question for Mena?
Well,
or us.
I have stuff for all of you, but I'm really intrigued at a bit of intuition that apparently popped up in my life this morning. I had never heard of the game you mentioned, Mena, which is to say that you really wanted whatever happened in your life. But I actually played that about an hour ago without even knowing it was a thing. Peter and his mom went out shopping this morning to the grocery store, and I had given them a list of things that I would like them to pick up, including a very specific scent of toilet bowl cleaner. And when the groceries came back, it was a different scent. I had ordered pine, but I had received lemon. And I felt myself for a moment getting really, like, teed off with that. And then I just said, whoa, I could just pretend like I wanted lemon to begin with.
That's great.
Awesome.
It was great because I could immediately drop all the upset. And now I'm looking forward to a nice lemon-scented bathroom.
There you go.
You know, it's so funny. We did a radio show a few weeks back called First World Problems. And getting lemon-scented toilet bowl cleaner as opposed to pine truly is a first world problem.
And you could use it to get upset with if you wanted to stay upset. But if you don't want to be upset, you don't have to go to those places.
I love that you gave an example of choosing, because we often talk about the three principles in this show, the first being what you resist, persist, grow stronger, dominate your life, or in this case, get you into a fight. And the second is things are the way they are. You're holding lemon-scented toilet bowl cleaner in your hand, and it cannot possibly be pine, even if that's what you ordered. And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. And what you just articulated so brilliantly, Michael, is that life shows up as it does, which is the second principle. And in any given moment, you have a choice how you meet it. It's up to you. And you have the automatic reaction, which you didn't judge, and then you have a choice. And that, you know, well done.
Yeah, well, it really made my day a lot sweeter, because I could have, in the past, I have held on to such things, such trivial things, for a really long time. And, well, today I didn't ruin my day with it, which is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
You could write a whole new blog. My day could have gone down the toilet bowl.
Oh, that's a good one. Do I have a little more time?
You do. What's your question?
Well, a similar thing happened yesterday with a slightly different flavor. I was home alone, and Peter and his mom were out at an appointment somewhere. And in the morning, I started looking at what we had in the kitchen, and before you know it, I had made a lunch for all of us for when they got home, including guacamole, which is one of Peter's favorite foods. So I knew that he would be particularly pleased when he heard that we were having guacamole for lunch. Well, anyway, right as soon as I had gotten it finished, I got a text from Peter that said, oh, we decided to stop and get something to eat. And it was really strange, but I immediately got this rush of rage. And because at the workshop we talked about having upset on tap and having the option to not blame the thing that's just happened for the upset, but to realize that it was in us, I was really aware that that was just my upset that had nothing to do with the guacamole incident. which was actually pretty innocuous. It was not something that called for the amount of rage I was feeling. And it was just so interesting to note that, oh my goodness, I could really tell what was happening, that I had just had the rage that was already in me activated, and I could choose not to blame Peter.
That's great.
For that.
That's really great.
I'll tell you something that I heard, speaking of creativity and intuition, in both of your stories. Ready?
Yeah.
You said Peter and his mother were out, and you'd given him a list, and Peter and his mother were out doing something, and then he stopped to get lunch. There's something in every time you said it, it's almost as if I visually see parentheses around Peter and his mother, that there's a resentment somewhere in there. I know that Peter's mom lives with the two of you, but it's as if his primary relationship should be with you and not with her. And there's a little
that
fight going on in you.
Interesting. Yeah, that is definitely an accurate perception. Yes, thank you.
Cool. Huh.
Well, that's great. If you see it, it won't slip out the sides, and Ariel won't hear it because it'll dissolve.
And then you won't have any guacamole capers. You know, the incident of guacamole.
You know, you mentioned something, though, that you got upset. But you see, when you have an expectation that isn't fulfilled, it's the starting place of many upsets. So you expected, you had an expectation that they'd come home and you had dinner prepared for them, or lunch.
And you made it with love and you were open and you were excited. And then
that expectation was thwarted, that, you know, it was stuffed. You couldn't do anything about it. It was an unfulfilled expectation. And that's one of the basics of upsets. You know, they are one of the starting points, if you will, one of the trigger points that set you off. Of course, as you said, the upset lives within you. It's not caused by the event, but you certainly can have it triggered by an unfulfilled expectation or an undelivered communication.
Wow. Yeah.
Mena, we've been kind of stepping up. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, it just reminds me of an interaction that Michael and I had about 4 hours ago, I think, because we were Skyping on his wonderful chapter that he's writing for your new book. And I'd kept him waiting for a little while, and I apologized. And he said, oh, no, that was great, because I discovered these things that I could do that I probably wouldn't have seen that I would have done if I hadn't have been waiting. And I thought that was so cool, because it was like you were playing that game again of, this is what I want. You didn't resist the fact that you were waiting, and you just did handle some things in the meanwhile. So I thought that was a really cool experience.
It is cool. I'm noting in retrospect how much easier it was to do that with you than with my family.
I adore that you call that on yourself, because I really think that that's so universally true, that people generally have much less tolerance for themselves and their family than they do for strangers.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Sweet.
Thank you, man. It was really fun to have two interactions with you today across the ocean.
Yeah, ditto.
Gotta love technology. I mean, here you are, wherever you are listening to this show from, and clearly we have people worldwide, and you can share this show with anyone across the globe.
And you can do it through things like Facebook or Twitter.
Or
I don't know what else
is
out there.
Sending emails or a text with a link. Yeah, see? Even the police are agreeing. You know, we're coming to the last minute of the show here. Either of you have 10, 15 seconds of something you want to say?
I have more than 10 to 15 seconds worth of gratitude to the both of you and to everybody in the transformation community. I just feel so lucky and blessed to have you in my life.
Thank you.
Thanks. I love your courage to, one, say that, and two, be willing to look and keep looking at your life and discovering things newly that have been mechanical behaviors that have caused you pain and difficulty, even though you thought you were right.
And, you know, as we go here, first of all, thank you very, very much, Mena, for being here with us. We admire your courage as well. And also, to let everybody know that next week's show is First World Problems. We have already recorded it because we're out of town next week, but you have not heard it yet. So tune in next week, and Michael gave you a perfect launch point to it. Thanks for listening today, everyone. We'll be back, at least via pre-record, next week.
So come on back and don't miss Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.